The four remaining contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination meet today in New York City for their last debate before Super Tuesday. Just 2 days remain before the biggest voting day of the primary season. 10 states hold contests Tuesday. More than 1,100 delegates are at stake, more than half the number needed to win the nomination. Leading the list of prizes are California and New York, with Ohio, Georgia, and Massachusetts also offering sizable payoffs. NPR Scott Horsley is traveling this weekend with Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, and he joins us now from New York City. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Leanne.
So, Scott, does the Kerry campaign have the feel of the front runner?
It certainly does. Of course, Senator Kerry's built a sizable momentum, having won 18 of the 20 states thus far. He had a very successful fundraiser in California on Friday. He's picked up the endorsement of former New York Governor Mario Cuomo. And his one-time rival, Dick Gephardt, is campaigning for John Kerry in Ohio. So yesterday, as Kerry traveled back across the country to New York, he looked very relaxed, tossing a football around with his staffers. And while there is some political theater there for the TV cameras, Kerry has a lot to feel good about, at least as far as the primaries are concerned.
What is John Edwards doing?
John Edwards is concentrating on those states where he hopes he has the best chances on Tuesday. Georgia is one, of course, in his native South. Also, Ohio, another Midwestern state that has felt the sharp pain of lost manufacturing jobs, like Wisconsin, where Edwards had a strong second-place showing. Both Georgia and Ohio allow Republicans and independents to vote in the Democratic primary, and some exit polls show that Edwards does relatively well with those crossover voters. He would also like to do well in Minnesota, where he's been reaching out to former Dean supporters. But, you know, Edwards has an uphill battle. One of the things he does really well, probably better than John Kerry, is relate to people in small groups. And a simultaneous battle in 10 states, many of them big states like California and New York, just doesn't really lend itself to that approach. One Edwards strategist said, "We're not just racing John Kerry, we're racing the clock."
Are fireworks expected in the debate this morning from Kerry or Edwards?
I'd be surprised if we saw a lot of fireworks. Some people have suggested that John Edwards was pulling his punches on Thursday when the candidates met for debate in Los Angeles, suggesting that he really has to score a knockout blow if he's going to derail Kerry. I think if John Edwards had that kind of knockout blow in him, we would have seen it by now. I do think we'll see him trying to draw distinctions between himself and Kerry, as he did in L.A., both on the issue of trade and electability, with Edwards insisting that he's the candidate who can appeal to a broad range of voters in lots of different states. Not surprisingly, John Kerry disagrees with that, and he'll probably try to minimize the differences, preserving the status quo. The status quo has been working pretty well for John Kerry so far.
After the California debate, Senator Edwards, there was talk that he was positioning himself for number two on the ticket. Are there other names you're hearing mentioned in the Kerry entourage?
John Kerry's been getting that question a lot these days. A journalist has been asking. Last night at a town hall meeting in Brooklyn, a woman asked Kerry who might be his vice president. His stock answer is he's running for the nomination right now, and if and when that's locked up, then he'll talk about a running mate.
There are some votes on Capitol Hill, gunmakers' liability legislation. That's on Tuesday. Will Senator Kerry be coming back for those votes?
Right now there's a big block of unscheduled time in Senator Kerry's schedule on Tuesday, so that's certainly possible. The tentative plan is for Kerry to watch the Super Tuesday results in Florida. That's both a look ahead to the Florida primary and also the general election, where, as we know, Florida sometimes plays a significant role.
NPR Scott Horsley, who is traveling with John Kerry's campaign in New York City. Scott, thank you very much.
My pleasure.